police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to help bring awareness to Crime Stoppers. You can contact them very easily, and you can do it anonymously. Their number, 800-222-TIPS. That's 800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
So our story starts today on November 16th, 1969 in Los Angeles, California. A bird watcher was on the side of Mulholland Drive when he found the body of a woman tangled up in the trees and brush. He at first thought she was climbing the tree until he looked closer and realized that she was dead. This was just 3 months after the Manson family murders, and just like their victims, this woman had suffered stab wounds. The young woman was stabbed over 150 times with a penknife.
Whoa.
The LAPD started to believe that she could have been a victim of the Manson family. But what made this case peculiar is that she did not have anything on her besides her clothes when she was found. No purse, no wallet, no ID. She was referred to as Jane Doe number 59. This was still decades away from using DNA evidence, and because they didn't know who she was, they didn't know who to question or how to connect her with any potential suspects. All they knew was that she was about 20 years old, 5'9", about 112 pounds, she had green eyes, and she had a birthmark on her right buttocks. She died while being stabbed from blood loss, and the body was found about 24 to 48 hours after she had passed. There was no sign of sexual abuse or robbery. The police believe that she was thrown out of a car window after she was already dead, and that her murderer probably thought she would have rolled all the way down the canyon to never be found. While her body was rolling down the side of the hill, it got caught on some trees and bushland, keeping her from rolling all the way down. Jane Doe was wearing clothes and jewelry from all over the globe. Her boots were from Spain, her shorts were from Boston, a jacket from Canada, and rings from Mexico. The police were desperately looking at these pieces, trying to realize maybe where she was from. And the boots and jackets looked the most worn and the oldest, so they figured she was either from Spain or Canada. Because they were running out of options and they didn't know where else to turn for suspects, the LAPD decided to question Charles Manson, who was already in police custody. They quickly realized that, unfortunately, Manson had nothing to do with this case, and they were back to a dead end. Jane Doe, number 55, was cremated and buried in a mass grave in 1970, and the case went cold. That was until decades later. When we come back, I will tell you the revelation that would crack the case.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Live the Web Girl, what are you covering today for Murder Monday?
I'm covering Jane Doe number 59. So when we left off, the year was 1970, and there were dead ends. They didn't know what else to do with this case, so they cremated her and they buried her. But then in 2012, the LAPD founded the Cold Case Division. Technology had advanced, and the entire investigation process and detectives were going back to old cases to use their technological advancements to find answers to old unsolved cases. Detective Shepard was the head of this department. He had found a bloody bra in Jane Doe number 59's belongings that wasn't supposed to be there, and he had them pull the DNA from it. He found an old black and white photo they had drawn up back in the 60s after she was found and her fingerprints. With the drawn photo and the morgue photo, he created something that wasn't possible back in 1969 when Jane Doe first was murdered. He created a full-colored computer-generated composite photo that would make her much more recognizable than the forensic art created during the original investigation. Shepard wanted to make this public as soon as possible, but unfortunately, back then, no one wanted to post a post-mortem photo online. The internet was still very new. It took him years of begging and hustling to finally convince multiple missing persons databases to post Jane Doe number 59's photo and info. Her profile finally went live in 2010, 8 years after he initially found her bloody bra. Now Shepard just waited and waited for someone out there to find this profile and to recognize her. What was months then turned into years. We're talking about a case that is 46 years old. This girl has been missing from a family, from friends for 46 years. And now he's just waiting for them to stumble upon this profile. Finally, Detective Shepard found the end of his road. And 2 years after the profile went live, he retired in 2012 and decided to pass on this case to someone else. Jane Doe's 59's biggest champion was retiring. Then in 2015, a woman was searching the missing persons database and came across Jane Doe number 59. She quickly emailed it to her friend, and they all saw a striking resemblance to their good friend that went missing decades earlier. They reached out to their friend, a woman named Ann Jerviston, the sister of their friend who went missing decades earlier. Ann sent in her DNA to be tested against Jane Doe number 59's DNA, and it was an incredibly strong match. 46 years after Jane Doe 59 was brutally murdered, she was finally identified as 19-year-old Canadian Reet Jerviston, Ann's sister. Reet was said to be a lovely, free-spirited, and happy girl. She loved to draw, sing, and sew her own clothes. She had moved to LA just 2 weeks before she was murdered. The most likely suspect is an unidentified man named either John or Gene, whom she met in Canada and became acquaintances with when she moved to California. Her murderer was never found, but her sister and friends who were still alive found peace in knowing that they had discovered the truth of what happened to their longtime missing loved one 46 years after the fact.
What a long time.
Long time. That's crazy.
It is. I feel like in the future,
it's almost half a century.
Yeah, I feel like in the future, it's not a good thing, anybody being murdered, but I feel like with DNA now that we have, you're never going to get away with anything again. So any of you crazy people out there thinking of hurting somebody, it's not going to be able to happen without you being caught.
When I think back to investigations, I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they solved anything without DNA, without fingerprints, without any of that. Like, it's just, it was so incredibly tough, and that's why there's so many cold cases. But luckily, the technology now, they're able to go back and solve some of these.
If you want to check out this Murder Monday and other ones that we've done, text JAM is in Joe McKenzie to 52140, and you can click on the Murder Monday tab and get caught up. If you're a true crime person, you're going to love this. All right. last night was a big night, guys. It was the Super Bowl, right? The Chiefs, the 49ers, the halftime show, the commercials. So much amazingness, Mackenzie.
It was so awesome. I loved it. I thought it was one of the best I've watched.
It's funny. That's the A word you went with. I was going to say it was so awkward.
Oh, why is that? Oh.
Well, if you missed it on Friday, we'll catch you up. But Porkchop apparently thought he was invited to a party that he wasn't. Did he come?
I saw a teaser unannounced on his Instagram of he and his boyfriend in the car, and I was like, I wonder if they're on the way to the party they weren't invited to or not.
So many questions will be answered coming up next, and Mackenzie, so many answers will be asked. If that makes any sense, probably not.
Dun, dun.
We'll get into it, so don't go anywhere. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.